Puff Daddy and Mace sampled it.
In the glory days of contest radio,
yeah,
we had a song of the day that was worth $100 anytime we played it.
Right.
So one morning, Break My Stride by Matthew Wilder, which was a big hit,
right,
was the song of the day, and they made me play it 10 times in a row. And it was fun, though, because the listeners, they weren't sure if I was, you know, gone off the rails or the company had gone crazy, but we had a lot of fun with it.
There was a station that was switching gears from pop to country, and they played When You're Hot for 4 days straight.
Wow.
Remember that? Jerry Reed?
Yeah, that's a early 70s.
Yeah.
When You're Hot. Wasn't it one of his biggest hits, but...
It was, oh my God, it was so obnoxious.
Yeah, that would be. Well, what do you know? I just mentioned them on the air, and I believe this is the Cronins from North Carolina calling.
Hey.
Hey, Greg, it's Paul Cronin. How you doing?
I'm good, Paul. How are you and Karen?
Well, we're doing great, thanks. I wanted to appreciate you for the shout-out there. I was going to call you... Anyway, you had just mentioned Uncle Walter from your waxy days.
Yeah.
And I remember back, his weather forecasts were so great because he would talk, when it was going to rain real hard, he'd say it's going to be an awning pounder and
yeah.
a toad strangler.
Gully washer. He had a bunch.
Gully, well, yeah. He had some great weather forecasts. And Karen's been has been thinking about calling you in the afternoon because she loves how you just go off the rails and get crazy.
Yeah, I had one of those.
And so you'll probably be hearing from her soon, too.
That'd be great. In the meantime,
I'm just
getting
ready
from you.
Well, it's great. And I love that you guys have this app. And like that gentleman was just saying, that he's going to miss your show. But you don't have to miss it because we listen to you in the morning and the afternoons. And
Doug, I hope you're paying attention to what Paul is saying here. We'd love to keep you.
But
absolutely. Well, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Well, have a great day. Thank
you.
Appreciate you calling.
703.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Our forecast is, we could just say hot and dry and be done with it, but I'll elaborate a little bit. Today's high temperature, about 96 or 97. The record is 98. Could we tie it? Sure. Tonight's low 72. Tomorrow, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, highs in the upper 90s to 100. And each one of those days, and that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 days, each one of those 5 or 6 days, we could have a potential high temperature record. In fact, I think they're very likely. And no significant rain for the next 7 to 10 days. And right now this morning with clear skies and calm winds, it's 68 at 7:05.
CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is excited to be part of your neighborhood. CB&S Bank is a community bank with 113 years of being committed to the communities they serve. Come see the people you know and trust in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Pike Road, and Birmingham. Member FDIC Equal Housing Lender.
Sorry, Jay, I was so excited to tell you about, I was behind a Luke Wire truck yesterday in traffic, and of course they've been in the air conditioning business since 1976, and for over two decades, they've been second to none in the plumbing business. They're my go-to plumber. You heard me say before that any hour of the day or night, even if it's the weekend or a holiday, they're ready to go to take care of your problem, and they never charge overtime, which I find is pretty amazing because I know some businesses that I used to call in off hours that, they charged a lot. I also got the whole house plumbing inspection. That was a good thing because that told me that there wasn't a big problem lurking in my house. It took about 35 minutes for them to check all the plumbing inside and out. And especially if you're going to be going on vacation, that is a great peace of mind thing. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, call my friends at Plumbing by Luke Wire at 264-9666 or visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab, Alabama certification number 84417.
Other songs being listed on our One Hit Wonder post on my Facebook page, Harper Valley PTA. The Safety Dance, Chick-a-Boom by Daddy Doudrop. That's one, when we go through this list this afternoon, attempting to have some fun, we may play that. Chick-a-Boom, Chick-a-Boom. Oh, and the immortal Joey Scarbucket with Believe It or Not is also on the
list. Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, it actually is. It's,
it's a nice song. We had it recently on the timeline song of the day.
Alrighty, at 7:06, back to the traffic dungeon.
We're rolling into the 7 o'clock rush hour and Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic is looking around the river region, and we're starting to see our traffic build up around the boulevard. Please be careful around the intersections. There's a pretty big crowd coming out of Wetumpka on Highway 231, so watch it if you are headed towards the boulevard. The interstates are still up at a speed limit ride, and keep in mind the school buses are out picking up kids. Let's be careful this morning. If you get hurt in an accident, say no to the tiny check offered by the insurance companies. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation is made that the quality of legal services is rendered by other attorneys. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services provided by the lawyers.
707, random facts coming up. If the relentless heat is slowing you down, if you feel like you're just, you know, swimming through sludge every day, your energy is flagging, let me go back to something that worked really well for me, and that's cryotherapy at Infusion. I am going back on Friday to do cryotherapy, and I just love the way you feel when you leave. In fact, when our boss did it the first time, he says, you almost feel like you've taken this amazing drug that has no bad side effects. And that's true. All it does in that chamber is get your heart pumping, get your circulation going, and your blood delivering. It's like it works for Joey. He does hard yoga and physical workouts. He goes for cryotherapy the following day, and those aches and pains disappear because everything you need to heal is in the blood. And there's a whole list of amazing new features. The red light room there at Infusion that stimulates the skin. All of this requires a visit to infusioncryoandlaser.com because they now have every single, and they keep adding and adding. I'm going to need to do longer commercials to squeeze it all in. We talked about the neurotherapy that's helped people with conditions like ADHD and ADD, and even somebody that was suffering from Parkinson's had symptom relief with that. Call them at 296-1662 or again, visit them online. These are all state-of-the-art treatments tested and proven at Infusion.
I've got an IV, I think, tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
I am going to do one probably not this weekend, the weekend after.
I look forward to them so much.
Well, yeah, they make a difference because all of that good stuff goes directly into your system with an IV. Mm-hmm. And they have, again, a full menu of those. Depends on what you want to do. You need more energy, you want to lose weight, they can help you with all of those at infusioncryoandlaser.com. It's 7:09, random facts coming up, and boy, do I have a convoluted intro for you today, Jay.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery County now has a cold case unit. It's made up of members of the Montgomery Police Department, the Sheriff's Office, and the District Attorney's Office. The unit is working 5 cases right now, and we're told they are close to making arrests. Montgomery Public Schools will move forward with a charter school conversion plan from the Montgomery Education Foundation. The board voted in favor of the plan last night. From here, the board now has 60 days to negotiate and approve a contract. And a Troy University fraternity will remain on suspension for the fall semester. This is the result of a hazing investigation. University officials also say that 7 Sigma Chi fraternity members are now facing disciplinary action. The university will reevaluate the fraternity's status at the end of the semester. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Sounds like they have double secret probation going on there.
Okay. Who's ready
to play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
The name game continues with our 7 a.m. name being Monisha Thomas. Monisha Thomas, you have until the end of the hour to get in touch with us at 396-5477. And if you do, you'll qualify for a Sony Smart TV, 65-inch XBR Smart TV from Cohen's Electronics and Appliances.
All right, random facts coming up, and yes!
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 There will be a convoluted intro in about a minute.
Caps, lids, hats. Call them what you want. If you own a small business, you wear a lot of them. Like the scheduling hat, the cash flow hat, and the did I remember to lock up hat? Fortunately, Trustmark helps you focus on leaving your mark with online banking, remote deposits, ACH alerts, card services, and more. Which means you can take off some of those other hats and put on the captain's hat. You know, because that's what the fearless leader wears. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Football is in our DNA. Score $500 off a comfort system installation. See this and other great offers at calldixie.com.
License number 15033.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Hi, kids! The world is a big, scary place, and I'm going to help you make sense of it all. Let's learn about parents yelling. When you are misbehaving and you test out some rebelling, parents' tempers flare. Better be prepared. You are getting scared. You pooped yourself from yelling. Some child experts say it's good for parents to yell at kids. You're all a bunch of entitled idiots! When your parents seem to fume so violently, and you cower in a corner frightfully, shaking both their fists with fury like two big bipolar bullies, making you keep crying uncontrollably. Don't worry, it's just yelling, kids. But if you keep it up, they'll give you something to cry about. Barney loves you.
And now,
Jay Scott, you clean up a room before you do.
Random.
Dad.
That was good.
That was good.
Good job. I'm pleased. Thank you.
Did you know the largest private land donation in history was by Christine and Doug Tompkins? That became the Patagonia National Park.
Where is that?
Patagonia National Park? Let me look that up. You have a guess?
Oregon.
California.
Get rid of these stupid things. Hey, we're using cookies. Let's see. Patagonia National Park is in...
New York.
Chile.
Chile? I thought this is a United States...
How dumb are we?
Patagonia.
Hang on. Let me. I may have that wrong. Patagonia National Park. I'm curious.
I'm sorry I asked.
No. It's fine. I think I'm wrong. No, I'm not. Patagonia National Park is in a region in South America.
Hmm. So. Wow. Okay. This is going to help our South American ratings.
Yeah.
You know?
They get a book.
Yeah. But it was the largest private land donation in history. Did you know that Joe Walsh of the Eagles?
Yeah.
Everyone's favorite, America's favorite band.
Eagles rule.
Eagles. He is, he's now the brother-in-law to Ringo Starr.
Well,
yeah.
I had no idea.
I did not either.
What do you mean? Wait a minute. So that means...
It's never turned up at the Cheap and Trashy.
That means his...
Ringo's daughter?
No.
No, wait a
Ringo's
minute.
Ringo's sister.
Ringo's sister.
Joe Walsh or Ringo's... Wait.
No, one of their wife. Siblings got married to the other siblings.
Well, thank you for clarifying that part. But I was wondering which one... How that... Who?
Which one? How that?
He's married to Catherine Bach, right?
Oh, she. Yeah, Ringo is.
So
yeah.
If she has a hot sister, that makes sense.
Oh, I see.
This is my
brother.
Joe
Walsh is a rock star. He's not going to marry somebody who could scare the dog off a Greyhound bus. I know that's.
It's
sexist.
Not who Joe Walsh is married to.
Back to you, Jay.
Yeah, Joe Walsh's wife. Is Marjorie Buck.
Ah, oh. What did I tell you? And Marjorie is hot. I've seen her. I've dated her.
Indeed you have.
Lucky girl.
Barbara is the sister, and yeah, there you go. So, did you know the world's largest advertisement...
Advertisement. Yes. Sounds British.
It is. Well, it comes from Paris. The world's largest advertisement was Citroën's 1925 to 1934 advert where they used the Eiffel Tower. For almost a decade, the word Citroën was emblazoned vertically on the Eiffel Tower.
Oh. Citroën.
C-I-T-R-O-E-N.
You know, that may have been one of the first corporate sponsorships of a landmark building when you think about it.
It was 1925 to when?
1934.
Okay, that makes sense.
250,000 light bulbs.
Wow.
Along with 372 miles of electric cable were used to make the 98 feet high letters that went up the Eiffel Tower. I will give you a picture.
I would like to see that.
Something that you guys can see.
But not you at home.
By the way, I think we'll be doing random facts in two parts today.
There it is.
What do you mean?
Oh, wow. That's the whole thing.
Yeah, that is the length of the tower.
Yeah.
That's like getting a tattoo.
I thought it was just going to be on the side.
You ever heard the joke about
okay.
the PS tattoo?
Yeah. Y'all are real proud of yourselves.
We are bad. Okay.
Did you know? If you look at your phone just before you go to sleep, your brain is still processing those last few emails or whatever it was that you looked at for at least another 15 to 20 minutes. Blue light that is emitted by devices may interfere at night with sleep cycles, meaning you'll sleep better by reading a book instead.
Yeah.
How do you fall asleep?
Yeah.
I used to fall asleep reading a book almost every night.
Benny and I had TV on at a very low level. But it's something easy to handle, like Smithsonian Channel. It's no murder films or anything like that.
I have about 10 episodes of Andy. I just pop it on. Yeah. I don't pay attention, but it's
occasionally
benign
there's a baseball
background.
Game. There's a baseball game.
I will fall asleep to either baseball or Forensic Files.
Yeah.
The calming voice of the Forensic Files.
That is correct.
Narrator. It's so soothing.
All right. Yeah. Did you know? Tina Turner's song, Private Dancer, was written and originally recorded by Mark Knopfler.
Wow.
Yes, as a matter of fact, CBS just did a feature on him
on the news.
And they came out with that.
He didn't feel that it sounded right for a man to sing it, so
right.
Tina got it.
Yeah.
Wow.
But yeah.
We are going to have to...
We got to split the random facts?
Well, I don't want you to rush.
Okay.
And we got to hit down to the traffic dungeon, and we have somebody on the line here. Let's find out who that is.
Oh, they're busy.
Wow.
Well, the impertinence.
Yes.
It is 7:20 after the show today. I'll be heading over to Adam's Drugs. You know, it's not like running an errand. It's like I'm going to go say hi to my friends over there. It's such a great group. Lamar, the pharmacist there, the counter staff. Remember, I will certainly ask to see how Miranda's doing since she's had her baby. I mean, that's the kind of relationship they have with the folks that choose them to fill their prescriptions, because they'll get to know you. And when you walk in, you won't feel like a stranger. And that means on the very first time you choose to use Adam's Drugs. There are 12 locations throughout the area. Three of them have wellness clinics, one here in Montgomery right up the street at Perry Hill and Carmichael. There's one in Prattville and one in Wetumpka. And they will all, what you'll really be amazed if you end up visiting different locations, is just how amazing the consistency of your treatment's going to be. And by the way, we will let you know in October, they are one of three finalists for Alabama Retailer of the Year. That's for the entire state. It'll either be silver, gold, or bronze, but... In my opinion, they're gold every day at Adam's Drugs. 7:20, traffic, and then we'll continue with random facts, followed by a $10 food outlet, you know what, pop quiz.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic making our way through the 7 o'clock portion of our rush hour, and things are starting to get busy out on the boulevard, so watch yourself around the intersections. The traffic on the interstates is still up at a speed limit ride, and we don't have any big delays on the 31s. There's a crowd rolling out of Wetumpka, so watch the traffic around you there. Thursday night is $6.99 Ribeye Steak and Fries Night at the Shack. Don't miss it. Bring your hungry self on down. $6.99 Ribeye Steak and Fries Night Thursdays at the Shack on the Atlanta Highway. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue at the block from the court.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Of Hope, an organization of Montgomery women embracing and nurturing hope of prevention and eradication of breast cancer, invite you to their signature luncheon Monday, October 7th at 11:30 at the Embassy Suites Hotel on Tallapoosa Street in Montgomery. Enjoy lunch and an inspiring Voices and Visions of Hope message by breast cancer survivor and Women of Hope member Carol Golson. For more information or to get your tax-deductible tickets, visit thewomenofhope.org or call 220-4599.
Join Beer Talk 93.1 on the Midway at the Alabama National Fair, October 4th through the 14th. Win free prizes. Meet the on-air personalities. See you at the Alabama National Fair, where News Talk 93.1.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now, part two of today's
random facts.
Let's continue with our random facts.
This works.
Yeah. Previously on Random Facts.
Previously.
Patagonia National Park. Ringo Starr and Joe Walsh. Citroën. Going to bed without your phone. And Mark Knopfler's private dancer.
Oh, now I'm caught up.
Did you know the average American woman?
Uh-huh.
Keep her in yourself.
Shut up.
The average American woman is 5'3".
Really?
That's a great size.
How tall are you, Miss Hayes?
I'm 5'10".
5'10", yeah. So you're not average.
Nope.
Well, that's good. You don't want to be average, right?
Well, apparently that's not a good size.
No.
Oh, Yes. That's what you just said.
I meant
roll
that
back the tape.
I meant that on a personal level. 5'3". Yeah.
5'3".
Do I need to go into detail?
You know what? No, I think you've said enough.
Well, good.
What's the average male height? 5'11"? I think it is.
That wasn't in there.
I think it is 5'11".
I'd go with 5'10".
That's, I mean, You know, let's just see if this link opens up and tells me what the average height for the American man.
Nope, internet gamble.
Strictly about women on this one. Average heights of a man. The average height for a male is 5'6".
5'6"?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, perfect height for a dude. Totally perfect.
Jeez. Thank you, Penguin.
As a man, I just don't want to be average in any.
I don't.
Okay.
That's just. Right. Your little head bob there is a little too sassy.
My only failure in this life, well. Yeah. I wanted to be 6 feet tall, and I just missed.
Okay, now, looking at this, it has actually changed, because where I was looking at was from an article for 3 or 4 years ago.
From Pygmy Monthly?
This is different. The average height for men in the United States, according to the CDC...
That would be right.
Center for Disease Control.
Right, exactly.
The shortness is a killer.
5'9".
5'9", so we went up 3 inches.
Yeah.
There. Interesting. Because, you know, back in the day, people were really short. In fact, have you ever gone into some of those pubs from, in Boston, 1600s, 1700s?
I actually wrote about this.
Yeah.
In my October column coming up, because it's a now and then kind of thing. And it talks how they've downsized airplane cabins to cram more seats, even though our people have gotten taller and wider with the passing of time. So you're absolutely right about that.
You go into that at the Oyster House in Boston, you have to duck to get in the door. And then George Washington was enormously large for for that time.
He was over 6'2". Perfect example, Fenway Park. First time I went, they had not remodeled yet, and those seats were built for the 1912 behind, and I was at a perfect weight then, and it still hurt to sit down because the handles on the side of the seat scrape down your side.
Yeah.
I went into an old pub in London when I had visited there, and the doorway to get in was unreasonably small. When you got in, the roof was higher.
Right.
But the doorway to get in was really tiny.
Well, people are getting taller.
And Leon's getting larger.
Any excuse.
Yes, second time this morning.
Did you know that
China
only has one official time zone, although it's almost the same size as the continental United States, but they only have one time zone.
Yeah, we've talked about this before.
Oh, well, there's a repeat for you. Previously on.
That was last season. On random facts.
Yeah, it was.
Last season.
It was the cliffhanger. Did you know, and I never really thought about this till I read this fact, but hydrogen gets its name from its property of creating water when it's burned. Hydrogen.
Oh.
Not alcohol. And
Emily thought it produced really good liquor.
Hydro generation. The water generation. Hydrogen.
That's great.
Yeah.
I feel a little bit smarter. Thank you.
Just don't fill up your blimp with it.
Just 5'3" smarter than
that. Nah.
Did you know of the, and Rich may know of the Hurricane Pam scenario?
What are you referring to?
That was their model, their practice hurricane.
That is correct. The Hurricane Pam scenario detailed the result of a major hurricane making landfall in New Orleans. Modeled in 2004. Just 1 year before Katrina.
We were at the weather conference that did that.
It did that,
in 2004 in New Orleans. A 100 of us and said, wow, can you imagine if that ever happened? And it happened in 2005.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
You willed it. All of you there. Willed it into being.
Don't put that on them.
7:30.
Oh, sorry. Did you know? Despite being the fourth smallest, Earth actually is the most dense planet in the solar system at 5.5 grams per cubic centimeter. Don't worry about what that means. Just know that that's a large number per cubic centimeter, because if you compare it to Jupiter. Jupiter is only 1.3 grams per cubic centimeter.
So Earth is heavier.
And Leon's getting larger.
Saturn is only 0.6.
Be the fourth caller next time that errors.
Grams per cubic centimeter. And then the average density of the sun, right? Sun's huge.
Yeah.
Huge.
It's only 1.4 grams per cubic centimeter. Earth is the densest planet in the solar system. And finally, did you know the Catholic Diocese, is that correct? Did I say that
right? Yes. That's correct.
Yeah.
Of Orlando.
Well, why did you ask Emily?
She's usually my grammar corrector.
I'm the Catholic guy. Oh. I'm the Catholic.
I went to a lot.
I'm a Lutheran.
Anyway.
I was in the Queen of Heaven Archdiocese. I knew the Pope.
I knew the Pope.
Anyway, we're in Orlando, and what now?
Well, they claim the Earth's moon as part of its territory.
Oh?
The Catholic Diocese of Orlando claimed the Earth's moon as part of the territory. So, there you go. Those are all of your, that's your two-part random fact today.
That's,
yikes.
I like that.
Endless facts.
Because you leave them wanting more.
I still like that first one.
At 7:32. How many days till Christmas did you mention earlier?
Oh, you know what?
It's like 91.
92?
I bought my first Christmas presents yesterday.
Good for you.
It's like 92.
There are people that like to think ahead, you know what, because there's stress with buying holiday gifts, and that robs you of your ability to enjoy the spiritual nature of the holidays, which is really what it's all about. You want to give something nice, whether it's a Christmas present, or you have a birthday or an anniversary coming up, or you got a buddy who's passionate about the greatest rivalry in sports, the place to go is Brian Jewelry. First of all, if you have an idea of something you'd like to find, you can bounce around all over Alabama trying to find it, or you can go see Lynn and the team at Brian Jewelry, and they will create it from scratch. There are two showcases right next to the door as you walk in. On your left is Alabama. On your right is Auburn. And those showcases have just been restocked with great gift ideas for people who are part of the War Eagle or Roll Tide Nation. And a selection of gems of all types and style that's second to none. And my daughter turned some unhappy wedding memories into three separate pieces that she absolutely loves, including this ring net. I don't know quite how to describe it, but it's a ring that has multiple bands and tiny diamonds, and it's really, really cool. Check it out. It's brand new, by the way, at the Brian Jewelry Store at 1778 East Main in Prattville. Shop online. Save $100 on your first purchase of $200 or more at brianjewelry.com. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for that $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz with Quizmaster Jay.
Earlier in Random Facts, Rich, I was going to go with yours, but in that second part, something came up and I thought we would do...
You know, when you do that, the line I want to say is, what knockers? Because that sounded like young Frankenstein.
And Leon's getting larger.
That frightened me.
He got a little angry there. Earlier in Random Facts, we found out that the average woman is 5'3". Well, we know Emily is above average. How tall is Emily Hayes?
Ringo!
I didn't offer up this question. Look at the questions that I did.
I think Emily's having growth spurts and getting taller.
And larger.
Some days it's a struggle.
If you have the answer to this pop quiz question, want $10 free shopping food out, call us at 272-922.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. Upscale, elegant, clean, and odor-free. It's not the Waldorf. It's a luxury portable restroom from Formal Outings. Perfect outdoor facilities for all occasions. Visit formaloutings.com.
We're rolling through the middle of the 7 o'clock hour, and Montgomery Skywatch traffic sees our normal slowdown on I-65 southbound. If you're headed into the downtown area, be prepared to put on the brakes. If you're on I-85, we don't have any big problems for you. The boulevard's moving along pretty well with slowdowns around the traffic lights, and there's a large crowd coming out of the Wetumpka area on Highway 231, so look out as you reach the boulevard. School zones are now in effect, so keep your eyes open for the kids and the buses, and remember your speed limit's 15 miles an hour. Invisible Fence has both indoor and outdoor systems, both protecting your pet and and keeping them in designated areas of your home. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services provided.
At 7:36, we have made contact with Betty. Betty, do you have the answer to today's pop quiz question?
She's 5'10".
That is correct.
That's right.
Betty, you are sharp, and you have won $10 of free shopping at Food Outlet. And keep listening, because I'm going to do the specials a little bit later. I want to say, you sound like a really savvy woman. I can tell this because I know women. And what?
Oh, I was just breathing.
I guess I keep pouring it on.
And Leon's getting larger.
Betty.
Where are you going with this?
I love you.
We asked that question so many times.
3 hours. We're asking.
Betty, if you'll just hold for a moment, someone will be with you shortly. As we move along now, it's 7:37 already.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
I don't know where you can throw that Leon's getting larger in this particular segment, but very hot today with a high around 96, record high 98. In 2018, so we'll be teasing that record. Rain chances not zero, but 10% at best for the next 6 days. Tomorrow, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we'll be in the upper 90s each day, perhaps teasing 100 and a potential record high each of those 5 days. So really the next 6 days or 7 days, records are in jeopardy. No significant rain for the next 7 to 10 days, so we'll break a September all-time rainfall record as well for the driest ever. I know. I wish I had better news for you. We continue to watch the tropics because that offers our next best hope of seeing any kind of rainfall. Check out my morning video this morning and learn the latest potential track on Karen. Right now this morning, clear skies, calm winds at 68 at 7:39.
Let's say good morning to Serena.
Good morning. I didn't want to hang up. I know y'all got a winner, but I just wanted to say everybody have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
And I love listening to y'all.
Thank you.
And I will try again tomorrow.
I appreciate that very much.
We so appreciate you. Thank you, Serena.
Thank you.
Coming up, we're going to hear from the crazy cat lady.
From the Fox Business Network, a shakeup and policy changes at vaping company Juul. Juul Labs says it'll suspend all broadcast, print, and digital product advertising in the United States, and it'll replace Chief Executive Officer Kevin Burns with Altria Group Executive K.C. Crosswaite. The Jimmy John's sandwich chain has been sold to Inspire Brands, the parent company of Arby's and Buffalo Wild Wings. Terms of the deal were not revealed. Jimmy John's had more than 2,800 stores last year. It's seen sales and locations increase by about 50% since 2013. Stock futures are lower. There are concerns about the implication of President Trump facing a formal impeachment inquiry and how it could impact trade talks with China. Also, the president commented at the United Nations yesterday he won't accept a bad trade deal with China. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. And right now, get your first online visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. forhims.com/joy.
Adorable. From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery Public Schools will move forward with the charter school conversion plan from the Montgomery Education Foundation. The board voted in favor of the plan last night. From here, the board now has 60 days to negotiate and approve a contract. Montgomery County now has a cold case unit. It's made up of members of the Montgomery Police Department, the Sheriff's Office, and the District Attorney's Office. The unit is working 5 cases right now, and we are told they are close to making arrests. And a Troy University fraternity will remain on suspension for the fall semester. This is the result of a hazing investigation. University officials also say that 7 Sigma Chi fraternity members are now facing disciplinary action. The university will reevaluate the fraternity's status at the end of the semester. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
What are the top 5 reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas can generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
In your line of work, every day is different. Sometimes you need big. Sometimes you need small. But every time you need the best, well, good news. Thompson Tractor has everything you need. It's your go-to source for a complete range of the absolute best equipment to purchase or to rent. From legendary Cat dozers and wheel loaders to mini excavators, skid steers, and more, Thompson Tractor has it all. You've already invested in your business. Invest in the best equipment, too. Increase your profits and reduce your downtime with Thompson Tractor and Caterpillar, the partnership that's been setting the standard in value, selection, service, and support since 1957. Just like you, we have what it takes. For specials and financing options, visit ThompsonCat.com or contact your local sales representative.
It's time for the annual Cavco Warehouse Sale this Friday and Saturday. Shop our 2 locations on the Wetumpka Highway for incredible savings on seasonal items, home decor, patio furniture, floral arrangements, and much more. Shop early and often so you don't miss the random markdown specials. This is a great opportunity to shop for one-of-a-kind items for the upcoming holiday season. Shop the annual Cavco Warehouse Sale this Friday and Saturday, 8 a.m. till 5 p.m.
Hi, this is Tom Latham with Penny Earn and Concrete Technology. If you own a business, you know how important it is to get in front of your customer. Radio has proved to be the best medium for us. For many years, the stations at Blue Water Broadcasting have served us well. For success for your business, call the folks at Blue Water today.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
I'm Batman.
I am Groot. My name is Optimus Prime.
I am Iron Man.
I am Spider-Man.
Hulk.
Wonder Woman.
Who's ready to play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game?
On News Talk 93.1 FM.
The name game?
Here's the 5'10 Emily Hayes.
The name for this hour, in case you missed it, was Monisha Thomas. And Monisha Thomas has until the end of the hour to get in touch with us at 396-5477 to qualify for that 65-inch Sony smart TV with all the bells and whistles. So come on, Monisha Thomas, give us a call.
And I mean some cool bells and whistles. This is not a Gold Star TV.
Yeah, it's got Google Assistant built into it. Yeah.
Who do we get in touch with if we need to sell or rent a property?
If you need to sell or rent a property, I would suggest that you call Eddie Bader of the Goodson Group. Right. Call or text 322-0662. Eddie is there for you, rain or shine, health or illness. 322-0662. He's got a property that he really wants folks to know about. If you've ever wanted to live at the Waters, there's a great home available for you out there. And, of course, all the amenities at the Waters that you can enjoy, like the lakes and
nice
the parks.
Nice neighborhood.
A really beautiful, nice neighborhood. Beautiful.
I was just out there last weekend. It's,
oh, my gosh.
I was there not really long nice ago for cousin-in-law's wedding reception was held out there, and it was magnificent. So if you want to live the Waters life, you can. Eddie Bader's got a townhouse for you to check out. Beautiful, beautiful. Give him a call, 322-0662. Text him, email him, find him on Facebook at Eddie Sells Houses.
He is amazing. He knows the market. He has people lined up. He mixes and matches like nobody else. And
he's better with Bader.
Better with Bader. He's a great guy, too. Great guy.
He should probably use that as a slogan.
It's on the back of his new business card.
7:45 is the time. We gave away $10 of free shopping at Food Outlet a couple of minutes ago. By the way, tomorrow is steak day.
Oh, my gosh.
No?
Yeah.
Well, no. Oh. Can I make cheesy eggs for you?
No, just I'm good.
What can I make?
Nothing. You cook.
I'll get it at Cost Plus 10 at Food Outlet.
I mean, it's okay.
You want another muffin? You want me to wrap up a muffin for you?
The muffin was good. I'm fine. I'm fine.
They do at Food Outlet.
Make steak for these guys.
And do?
At the end of an aisle, they have these coffee cakes they sell. I forget the brand name off top of it, but they're less than $2, and they are better. You know that brand that starts with the letter E that's all over the place? This one is so much better and so much less expensive. I'm not going to plug them.
No.
But it's another great example of how the house brands of Food Outlets save you big money. And yes, I can grill steaks for my friend in my pajamas early in the morning, because when like New York strips are $4.94 a pound, you know what they want for those at the chains? Like
$10.
10, 11, sometimes 12. I do reconnaissance shopping just to make sure I'm giving everybody the straight scoop on Food Outlet. By comparison, Chuck Roast, our old buddy Rich.
Yeah,
I love Chuck.
He is $2.87 a pound.
He's lost weight too.
Sweet potatoes. That's a great healthy alternative. And by the way, sweet potatoes make great french fries.
Yes.
Try those sometime. Sweet potatoes are 50 cents a pound, and a 4-pound bag of Domino's sugar, $1.98, you'll save at all three Food Outlet locations on Highway 14 and as often as they can. Millbrook on Main Street, west of Highway 31 in the preferred community. And I'll see you Sunday morning on Coliseum Boulevard in Montgomery. Seattle Rosenberg, 747.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic rolling through your Wednesday morning ride into work. And we don't have any accidents for you, but we do have some delays. Of course, there's a slowdown on I-65 southbound headed into the downtown area. It's pretty thick this morning, so be prepared to crawl along. If you're on I-85, there's a slowdown between Chantilly Parkway and Taylor Road as you head in towards town. The boulevard traffic is really busy. No accidents, but it's slow around all the traffic lights, and we don't have any big problems on the 31s, but there's a large crowd coming out of the Wetumpka area. Look out in the school zones. Remember, your speed limit's 15 miles an hour. The number one selling car in America and the number one selling car in the world is at Reinhardt Toyota. Reinhardt Toyota is now open on Sundays after church from noon till 6. Reinhardt Toyota. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made, but the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Caravita Village is proud to be a part of the Rich Thomas Network. And like Rich, who leads the way with great weather forecasts, Caravita leads the way with great senior living. Learn more and schedule a tour at caravitavillage.com today.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Caravita Village Senior Living invites you to board a cruise that never ends. Semi-private suites from $13.99 and private suites for $15.49. Learn more at CaravitaVillage.com.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Ah,
somebody did a test, and now they say cats love people as much as stupid dogs do. But look, I don't need some nerdy lab coat guy to tell me every single one of my 50 bundles of furry love me more than any dummy person ever could, okay? No person would curl up on my lap to keep me company while I'm taking a piddle on the potty. Nope. No person would ever lick my lips and say hello. Oh, Mrs. Snickerdoodle, stop. Your tongue feels like sandpaper on mama's lips, you little funky little thing. And no person on this planet would ever stick their cat butt in my face when I'm trying to watch Pat Sajak. That is true love. Come here, you little... Ow! Oh, mama loves you.
Yeah. Wow. A study came out earlier in the week that said cats love people just as much as dogs do. Brought to you by the Cat Foundation.
But they have a funny way of showing it. Cats indicate to me that they don't really care that I'm alive. They, you know,
they just don't want to bother you. They realize you're a busy and important person, but you do take the time to feed them and make sure they have water and scoop their poop.
Yeah, they do. They do kind of. What's that thing they do on your legs? They kind of just go across your legs like that.
Oh yeah, they rub it. They rub against you.
Yeah.
Because they love you.
I know what it means when a woman does that, but when...
Dogs do the same, and it means exactly the same thing.
Well, no, not that way.
What are y'all talking about? How many cats do y'all own?
I was talking about what dogs do to your
None.
I have one.
I've got three.
I've had cats. I've had a cat.
I've had two cats.
I had Geisha, and she was great. And I think because I had raised dogs my whole life, I didn't try to make her into a dog, but she was just like one because my little Buttons, when I had Geisha, or a little Yorkie, I'd take Buttons for a walk down the street and Geisha would walk alongside, and people thought it was pretty amazing because she didn't want to run off. She just stayed with us as we went around the cul-de-sac.
That's cool.
Irene brings me her bouncy ball. Like, she'll be on the other side of the house and you'll hear, wow, and she's got that ball in her mouth and she'll come down the hallway for us to throw the ball and she will fetch said ball.
Sidebar.
Always had a...
sound like a lawyer. Sidebar. Approach the bench.
I had a nice garden tub. You know, cats do not like to get into bathtubs, but she would follow me in when I'd go to have a nice hot soak. And I played this little game with her where I would sink beneath, you know, the level of the tub and then pop out and surprise her.
Oh, sure. She loved that.
She'd pop me on top of the head. It was the funniest thing.
Well, yeah. You ever notice that when they go to the water bowl or whatever, they'll paw beside it or maybe they'll splash it a little bit? I mean, that's big animal kingdom stuff.
I don't know if this is politically correct, but when we were in college and we had a little kitty, we invested in some catnip, and they are so funny.
Yes.
I don't know. Is that not accepted now?
No, there's toys that have catnip in it. There's treats that have catnip in it.
They go
when I give them
berserk.
When they get the catnip treats, they're
so funny.
There
kind of doesn't somebody call it like Coke for kitties?
I don't know what they call it.
It's like kitty weed.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. Hey, today is One Hit Wonder Day. Here's one of the all-time greats.
I played this on my way to Jamaica. Remember the day before I went to Jamaica, we played this.
I've heard that song 1,000 times since it came out.
Never heard that song. That's the most I've ever heard of it ever. I don't know what that is.
You don't know that song?
Montego Bay. You've heard it on the timeline here.
Let it get to the chorus.
Montego Bay.
Let it get to the hook.
Well, I never saw the lyrics before.
Yeah?
And I didn't know that the first line says, Vernon... Vernon will meet me when the BOAC
lands.
British Overseas Airway Corporation.
I never knew that.
Keys to the MG
will be in his hands.
So let's go back and
dance in the street.
Hear it for the first time as we know what we're talking about. Talking about Bridge.
Montego Bay, it's a little town in the northern part of Jamaica. Bobby Bloom, One Hit Wonder. Let's take you back to 1970. You ready?
Just to the driving in the moment.
I'm going to post that. We have a thread going on Facebook on this One Hit Wonder Day. Oh, Putting on the Ritz just made the list, and so did Seasons in the Sun by Terry Jacks, but I'm posting.
We had joy, we had fun.
That video.
We had Seasons in
the Sun. What else do we have? Electric Avenue.
Harper Valley PTA.
Electric
Avenue. Jeannie C. Riley. No, that, I don't know if she's a one-hit wonder. She had other hits, but that was the only crossover hit.
See, that's the only one I remember her for, so I wouldn't be...
She had that was her pop crossover.
Bertie Higgins, Key Largo. When I was down there with Goose a couple of weeks ago, I posted our selfie and said, put on Bertie Higgins, everybody.
Yeah.
Some knew what I was referring to, and then...
You know how I knew? Because I also work at 96.1 KISS FM.
So you're hip and you're wise. Coming up next hour, we are going to do a conundrum, and you can win $10 of great eating at the Seafood Bistro with that. I am in the mood to go. I'm fat.
We'll also have another name in the name game once 8 o'clock hits.
I have an appointment this weekend with Tip Tames.
Oh.
I don't know what's going to come from it, but I got an awfully enticing flyer in the mail from Nissan, and I'm going to go see what I can do with that. It's not that I'm unhappy. I love my Rogue. Believe me, I love it. It is such a great performer. It gets incredibly good gas mileage. And is very comfortable to drive around town or on a long distance. I just might want to upgrade to a more recent edition of the car. But we'll see. Tip Tames has an amazing gift of being able to keep your payment the same as you switch from one car to another. He's done that for us a couple of times now. And we really appreciate the savings, Tip. You are a magician. Great values in the under 10,000 category. And I don't mean to harp, but this 2011 Jetta, which is an incredibly safe vehicle, a great car for a new driver, 54,000 miles, and this car looked like it just came off the assembly line. So you got great quality, good vehicle histories, clean and pristine interiors, and engines that the Inger Mechanics have said we are not reselling somebody else's troubles. Stop by and see Tip of the Team at 235 Northeastern Bypass or shop online by price, by type of vehicle, by name brand at jackingram.com. Rosie.
Greg.
Hi, Rosie.
So. I just called. You want to know why?
Yeah.
To remind everyone that we will be at Baumhauer's tonight celebrating your birthday.
Yes, we will.
Yay.
I'll be there in spirit.
I admit it. I'm getting older.
Leon's getting larger.
You're not getting older, Greg. You're getting better.
I'll do a recorded video.
Please. Rosie's the best.
Please.
Ross says that to me almost monthly. Jay is the only one that listens to me.
Please, I get it.
Anyway, Rosie.
All right. I know you're not mentioning it that much, so I wanted to make sure it got in this morning.
Well, he said cake.
But we
6 o'clock hour.
Why do we have the cake?
Right,
because
exactly.
It's Greg's birthday.
Exactly.
Well, there's a bit of a risk in this.
We're
going to
mention
it is
the number.
Days away, and we're going to assume that I'll live to look.
A bit
Friday.
Of a risk.
Birthday Eve.
Shut it, people.
They will all be there.
Stay away from
Don't
buses
worry.
Today.
All right, yes. Rosie. I'll see you this
all right.
afternoon.
Bye.
Thanks.
Bye.
Fox News coming up.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic rolling through your Wednesday morning ride into work, and we don't have any accidents for you, but we do have some delays. Of course, there's a slowdown on I-65 southbound headed into the downtown area. It's pretty thick this morning, so be prepared to crawl along. If you're on I-85, there's a slowdown between Chantilly Parkway and Taylor Road as you head in towards town. The boulevard traffic is really busy, no accidents, but it's slow around all the traffic lights, and we don't have any big problems on the 31s, but there's a large crowd coming out of the Wetumpka area. Look out in the school zones. Remember your speed limit. It's 15 miles an hour.